Matt says there was an event-specific problem during an exercise on HMS Vanguard. It sank in the Atlantic Ocean. The Commons speakers sparked fury after allowing MPs to debate three versions of a motion on Gaza. The SNP tabled its Opposition Day demand for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The House will also consider the government's wording, which suggests a pause in fighting. And unusually, Labour was also allowed to propose an amendment, with Shadow Foreign Secretary David Lammy setting out a shift in stance.
It's my appeal to those in this House that we come together, calling in one voice to end the killing, for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Calls on both sides to stop.
The father of a boy at the centre of a major search in Leicester says the two-year-old is a symbol of joy. Zylo Marazeva hasn't been seen since when he fell into the River Thor. A couple who've won £61 million on the Euro Millions lottery say they initially thought they'd spend £2.60. Richard and Debbie Nuttall from Lancashire are quitting their jobs. Sir Jim Ratcliffe wants to restore the greatness of Manchester United and not currently get the city off their perch. His Ineos group will be in charge of all football matters, with his partial takeover now confirmed. Ratcliffe. Some reports.
Ratcliffe admitted the last 11 years have been a misery for fans, and though he says it will take time, they're focused on getting them back to the top. On infrastructure, £1 billion will be invested into Old Trafford or a new stadium. And on players, he hasn't ruled out a return of Mason Greenwood. He's currently on loan at Girona after an attempted rape charge was dropped last year.
That's the latest. I'm Fada Silver.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was penny paradise, just a pretty little lie. I don't miss you, it's not that way, but someone better want me like that someday. Shoulder to shoulder, smile with the bricks then shine.
That was Joy Crooks, When You Were Mine, kicking off this week's George Hannon Hour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the George Hannon Hour, an hour of eclectic music. Me, George Hannon. Yes, I'm back in the building after last week's Valentine's Day special episode. Yes, last week I listed my six favourite love tracks, but obviously Valentine's Day has passed. The weekend has passed, all the flowers have died. It's now breakup time. That's what it's all about. My six favourite breakup tracks. Yeah, I mean, look, music at the end of the day, for the majority, a lot of artists just kind of, there's either a love song or it's a breakup song, really. But obviously, there's so much music, so it's not just about them two, but the majority. So there is a big this whole George Hannon Hour today, every track I would consider a breakup track. So that's kind of the theme of today. But yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, six favourite breakup tracks are emailing at radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet me GeorgeHannon15 and hopefully we've got time for a track or two. I will get into how kind of the not the rules of it but like what defines kind of breakup song a little bit later, but as said, we've got tons of what you'd call kind of, if you look into the lyrics of the breakup tracks, and the next one is it's a little bit more because it's so well known sometimes it's forgotten, and it is ABBA with SOS.
Wrong, yeah, there can be no denying. One, two, three.
the greatest ever albums in Tapestry. That was Carole King with It's Too Late. Proper good breakup song as well. Anyway, yeah, no, so we're gonna keep going with the tracks, but obviously this week's 66. If you missed it in the first part of the show, I'm going to be listing my 6 favourite breakup tracks, but I'll get into the details in a little bit. Before then, we still got some more. Yeah, they're still breakup tracks, but they just didn't cut the list. Next up is it's from one of my favourite ever albums, especially the first half of the album of the band and Lunch Mate. It's Daryl Hall and John Oates with She's Gone.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
One there. Anyway, we've still got three more tracks before we get into this week's at 6 at 6, and we'll get straight into them. Obviously, we're gonna bring the date up a little bit for a bit. Two more modern tracks here. One of them I've played before on the George Hammond Hour, and I've expressed how much I love it. I love both of these artists so much, but it was originally just Olivia Dean who performed this on her album, but when she featured it with Leon Bridges, it just went up to 10, because Leon Bridges is just a fantastic soul singer. And the track is Olivia Dean featuring Leon Bridges with The Hardest Part.
Call me up to meet you, static on the phone. Normally I need you, this time I don't wanna go. Lately I've been growing to someone you don't know. You had the chance to love her, but apparently you don't. No, you don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? Spell. Her opinions would define me with a vision for myself. Cause lately I've been certain there's no further to go. Yeah, she had the chance to love me, but apparently she don't. No, she don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? I know you're still. Part is, you're real.
That was All I Ever Asked, Rachel Chinook. Absolutely brilliant track. I remember hearing that for the first time when I went and saw Sam Fender at Finsbury Park. She was one of the opening acts. Fantastic, and I'm so happy that she's gone on to just the bigger and better things and keeps on going. Really excited to see what comes her way in the next couple of years. We've got one more track before we get into this week's 6 at 6. Obviously, I've mentioned this week's 6 at 6. I'll be listing my 6 favourite breakup tracks. But for one more little breakup track before we get into the actual list, it's a little classic one. It's the Four Tops. It's the same old song.
Now it's the join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient. All the news, views and special guests interviews on Stadium Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, stay tuned for the Orient Hour straight after George Hannon Hour. I'll round up on everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team from 7 to 8 tonight. So we're going to get back into this week's, we'll get started on this week's 6 to 6. As mentioned, I am listing my 6 favourite breakups, because obviously Valentine's Day was last week. Weeks passed, natural. Sometimes you've got to pick these lists just because you need to get this list out of the way. I've listed already 6 that can go straight in there, but these are the 6 that I've landed with. Different types of breakup songs. You've obviously got, like, with your first one here, you've got like your angry one, you got your actually like more emotional sad one, but then you get ones that you're complicated. So if you want to get in touch with what you find are your 6 favourite breakup tracks, email them at radio@fm.com or tweet me, georgeanna15, and just let me know. And we're going to fly by these for a little bit today as well. So first up, we're going to go with an angry one. We're going to go with arguably the best one, and it is Alanis Morissette with You Ought to Know.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me, she perverted like me. Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? Would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really
Yes, that is Alanis Morissette. You all know she's. That's probably the best. Probably, there are so. In terms of my favourite's yet to come up, but like that one, arguably, it's from an absolutely brilliant album from Jagged Little Pill, and that is just a tremendous song. Anyway, we're going to move on to the second pick now. My second pick here is got a bit more of an emotional one, and there's so many versions of this I could have picked from, but I've actually gone with what I believe to be the original, or the first cover at least, and that is Cat Stevens with The First Cut Is the Deepest.
My heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart, and she's taken almost all that I've got. But if you want, I'll try to love again, baby. I'll try to love again, but I know.
Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Yeah, stay tuned for Nickville tonight with Curveballs from 8 till 10. Yes, anyway, let's get back into this week's 6 at 6. I'm going to go with a soul kind of motor classic here with this one. It's absolutely brilliant. It's another one that's been covered a few times, especially by Springsteen, but I've actually gone with the original one. And it's just slowly becoming one of my favourite songs, and it is The Temptations with I Wish It Would Rain.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange.
change, but I wish it would rain. Supposed to cry. I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain. Oh yeah. Even this hurt I feel inside, words never explain. I just wish it would rain. Day in, day out, my tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. Cause rain drops on my tears, and know that I'm crying, crying. When I go outside to the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
With I Wish It Would Rain. The start of that song, by the way, absolutely amazing. It's Obi Wise on there as well. It's one of my favourite starts to a song ever. Anyway, we're going to get to the fourth choice now. If you still want to get in touch with what your six favourite breakup tracks are, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet at me, GeorgeAndon15, and hopefully maybe, just maybe one track. Yeah, this next one is actually, so it's this is probably the most recent one. Actually, it came out last year, I believe, or maybe 2022. Well, I need to double check on that one. Definitely in that 2-year time gap, but it's absolutely just flown to the moon in popularity. It's so popular at the moment, and the guy is an absolute touring around the world at the moment, I believe. I think he's Australia not too long ago, but yeah, no, this song is just absolutely fantastic. It is Noah Kahan with Stick Season.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, 'cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I hover more this season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, 'cause I miss the way you laugh. Once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I hover more, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, that I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Other half was you. I hope this pain
the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tired tracks in one pair of shoes, I'm spinning half. I don't have to do, have to do.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me, Phoenix F. The only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday until midnight only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, stay tuned for Darren Mutu tonight with Reggae Revival from 12. Yes, all right, we've got two more tracks. And as when I said earlier, my favourite one's coming up. This next one is my favourite one. I'm very fortunate enough to actually see this song live at the end of last year. I saw this group down in, at the Ali Pali. They were great, they were quick, they were sharp, they were professional, and they were good. But this track here, it's one of my favourite songs. It's from one of my favourite ever albums as well. It's just, it's a song that means quite a lot to me. Well, not even in terms of the actual reason of why it's on the list of the breakup. It wasn't, but like, or it hasn't been, but it's just a, it's a song that's from a really, but like a really brilliant album that I've adored. It was one of the first kind of albums that really made me fall in love with music. But the track here, and especially as like a fella, as a lad, it's, for me, this is like the quintessential kind of lad breakup track. And it is The Streets with Dry Your Eyes.
One single moment your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute staring straight into the ground, looking to the left slightly then looking back down. The world feels like it's caved in, proper sorry frown. Please let me show you how we could only just be for us. I can change and I can grow or we could adjust. The wicked thing about us is we always have trust. We can even have an open relationship if you must. I look at her, she stares almost straight back at me, but her eyes glaze over like she's looking straight through me. Then her eyes must have closed for what seems an eternity. When they open up, she's looking down at her feet.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now, it's over.
So then I move my hand up from down by my side, shaking, my life is crashing before my eyes. Turn the palm of my hand up to face the skies, touch the bottom of her chin and let out a sigh. Cause I can't imagine my life without you and me. There's things I can't imagine doing, things I can't imagine seeing. It weren't supposed to be easy, surely. Please, please, I'm begging, please. She brings her hands up towards where my hands rested. She wraps her fingers round mine with the softness she's blessed with. She peels away my fingers, looks at me and then gestures by pushing my hand away to my chest from hers.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. Plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now, it's over.
And I'm just standing there, I can't say a word, 'cause everything's just gone. I've got nothing, absolutely nothing. Trying to pull her close out of bare desperation, put my arms around her trying to change what she's saying, pull my head level with her so she might engage in, look into her eyes to make her listen again. I'm not gonna leave it all now, 'cause you said it'd be forever and that was your vow. And you're gonna let our thing simply crash and fall down. You're well out of order now, this is well out of town. She pulls away my arms, the timely clamp round her waist, gently pushes me back as she looks at me straight, turns around so she's now got her back to my face, takes one step forward, looks back, and then walks.
Dry your eyes,
I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now. It's over.
I know in the past I found it hard to say, telling you things but not telling straight. But the more I pull on your hand and say, the more you pull away.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. Plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now.
The Streets with Dry Your Eyes. Amazing song, that one. Alright, before we get into the last one, last minute rundown is going on Phoenix FM tonight. From 7 to 8, our roundup of everything that happened at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team, with the Orient Hour is up next. From 8 to 10, punk, metal, hardcore, electronica, hip-hop, folk, world, all driven with passion by Nick Field on Curveballs. And then from 10 to 12, Darren Mutu presents 2 hours of old-school reggae with Reggae Revival. So make sure you stay tuned for all that's coming on Phoenix 98 FM tonight. Now, for this last one, I mean, there was loads that kind of floated in. Obviously, I had like... I've done like 12 to 14 songs today, so I definitely could have picked loads, but this one was kind of locked in from the very beginning. It was one of the main three, and I kind of see it like this. I started with a bit of an angry one, you end with a bit of an angry one, put it like that. It's a good way to kind of go with it. So to end this week 66, it's Carly Simon with Your So Vain. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you have a good week, have a good weekend, and take it easy. My God.